Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 4th, 2026. I am so grateful for those of you who are interested in these podcasts and offer to me the chance to answer your questions. And hopefully these questions are something that are important to you and mean something to your life. And I am honored, honestly, to answer them. And I hope that I can offer some clarity for some of the things that are on your mind, or maybe some of the things that are difficult for you to understand. Understanding is a very tricky thing, because if I tried to understand the way, the truth, the light, from the point of view of my human intellect, my Gregory Penn stuff, I will never understand it. And I will always find it confusing. But if I can open up inside and I can listen through the heart, really listen, not my human heart, not my emotions, but the heart, then I can hear the answer. I had these same questions when I was in India, so there's no question that is not relevant to a person's life if they're going to ask it. And I want you to know how honored I am that you do this. This is a very important thing. Well, Tad, who lives in San Diego and was watching one of my TV programs recently, asked, how do I deal with the world? It is so difficult and overwhelming. And yes, it is, Tad. It is difficult and it is overwhelming, and I understand. You have to listen to what Jesus taught, what the Buddha taught, what Lhasa offered. These great masters, these three great ones, were incredibly accurate. And though they lived thousands of years ago, nothing has really changed. Things keep going on the way they are, going on, going on, going on. It's the same human rigmarole that we see in the world that they had in their world. And as Jesus put it so beautifully, it's a matter of living in the world, but not letting the world live in you. And that is the whole thing. We are deeply troubled by the things we see in this world, by the few that seem to, in politics, govern the world and set the tone for the way things are in this world. I understand. And nobody really stands up for it. You don't find Congress standing up for it. Everybody is worried about having their snout removed from the public trough. So you're not going to find any honor or integrity in politics. The reason people get into it is for money, not for change. Money. It's all about money, ego, self-preservation. So let's go a little deeper. How do you and I live with this in this world? Pay our taxes, see how they're wasted, paying people that govern our lives in the form of making laws and such that we disagree with. How do we deal with all of this? Well, Jesus put it this way. He was asked, should a person pay taxes? And it was a trick question to get him to say something that would get him killed, which eventually it did. But still, he said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And then he said, live in the world, but don't let the world live in you. Now, if you understand these two statements, Tad, you will understand that in this world, when you occupy a human body and you live in a human body, you're going to find you're going to have to render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. You're going to have to live in that kind of lifestyle. It is very, very important for you to understand that in your own manner and in your own way. So, first of all, when you live in this world, there are things that have to be spent, said, done, that we don't care to do because we don't want to. But our resistance is futile. And the more we resist, the more we make it ugly for ourselves. So the way to live with it is, as Jesus said, to render unto Caesar, to give to the world whatever it needs. And at the same time, separate yourself from that and live in the way, the great way, as Jesus called it, render unto God the things that are God's. So what is that? It is generosity. It is kindness. The rain falls on the just and the unjust, Tad, no matter what. So everybody is kind of an equal in all of this. If you have a human body, you're going to have government. If you're going to have government, you're going to pay for government. And if you have government, you're going to have wars and rumors of wars and all sorts of things, because that's the way humanity operates, out of hate and fear. And you and I incarnated into this body, whether you like to believe it or not, this was our karma. And we have to understand it, and understand it as Jesus is talking about it, through what he called God, which is what I would call love, or the source. So how do we not let the world live in us? That's the key here. It is a very simple thing. And it is something that most people just refuse to do. You have to want love more than wanting what you think you love. What you think love is. You have to be generous. You have to live in a generosity where you can give and forgive and have mercy and understand your only way of really being blessed in this lifetime is to bless the world as an offering from the heart of love that lives within you. That is what Jesus meant by God. When you live in the goodness of your nature, it doesn't bother you that you and I have to live in this world, and that there are certain things we have to do in living in this world that goes against the grain of what I would call my perceptions and beliefs in what is fair and right, which is foolish because that's prejudice. It all boils down to, you know, the whole idea of self-preservation. I have to give up self-preservation. And most people are not willing to do that. I pay my taxes. Would I care not to? It isn't a matter of not to. It's just a matter of, this is the world I'm in. This is the consequence of being born in this world. And I take it as though it is a chance to let love unfold in me. Learn how to give to those who I would not necessarily choose to give to. But nevertheless, what does Greg know? Nothing. He's small-minded. He's narrow-minded. He is prejudicial. He is insecure. He's fearful, all that other stuff. Why would I honor that? Why would I make that the most important aspect of my life? I don't. You have to be generous. You have to be kind. You have to be willing to do those things that are beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad. You have to let love live you. So you have to be generous, forgiving, merciful. Those are the two things that make generosity, forgiveness and mercy. And once you and I understand any of that or all of that, then there is a sweetness that arises. And we begin to see things in the light of love rather than in the idea of moral rightness or some sort of political fairness. There is nothing fair about the way we operate in this world. Nothing. It's all a matter of karma and consequence. Thank you, Tad, for your beautiful question. I hope all is well in your life, and maybe one day we'll get to talk further. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.